Welcome to the Deep Dive. We filter through the noise to bring you the insights you need fast. The IT world, it just never stands still, does it? New tech, new ideas, new tools, constantly reshaping things. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the top 15 IT trends for 2025. Our goal, give you that shortcut to being really informed, help you grasp what's truly important, maybe what's surprising, and crucially, why these trends matter to you.
Exactly. And it's so important to understand that these technologies, they don't develop in a vacuum. It's more symbiotic, you know, a breakthrough in AI or machine learning that inevitably sparks innovation somewhere else, maybe more sophisticated mobile apps or smarter IoT systems. So getting a handle on these trends isn't just interesting. It can genuinely put you a step ahead of the competition.
Okay, let's jump right in then. AI, it's been dominating the headlines for ages. But beyond the buzz, how are companies actually benefiting from AI right now? What's the real value?
Oh, it's definitely moved past the buzzword stage into delivering real, tangible value. Businesses are seeing more efficient workflows, definitely fewer production hiccups, much better customer service. And yeah, higher revenue at the end of the day. Look at the numbers. The global AI market hit $184 billion in 2024, expected to reach nearly $826 billion by 2030.
$826 billion.
It's huge. And it's not just future talk. In the U.S., something like 73% of companies have already adopted AI somewhere in their business. And corporate strategists, 79% see AI and analytics as essential now.
That level of adoption is really something. So for those listening, where are we seeing AI and machine learning making a difference day to day? Practical examples.
They're incredibly diverse. In healthcare, for instance, AI and ML are helping diagnose diseases, assisting in surgeries, even developing personalized treatments. Think IBM Watson and health, retail and e-commerce. They use chatbots, smart product recommendations. Amazon's AI is a prime example. And finance, oh yeah. AI is working hard detecting fraud, forecasting market trends, automating planning, like Wealthfront's robo-advisor.
Interesting. And who's leading the charge? Is it global?
It is global, but North America is definitely leading the market share right now. Asia and Europe are close behind. The sector's really benefiting. Manufacturing, finance, healthcare, transportation, security, they're seeing big gains.
Yeah.
But there's a warning here. One source put it quite starkly. Companies that ignore or postpone AI implementation within the next 5 years will risk falling by the wayside.
That really underscores the urgency, doesn't it? And speaking of AI's evolution, this is where it gets really interesting. There's this thing called agentic AI. What makes that different from the AI most of us sort of know?
Right. Agentic AI. It's a fascinating subset. It's a key feature. The ability to operate with minimal or sometimes no human intervention. Think less tool following instructions, more autonomous assistant. Traditional AI follows set commands, right? But agentic AI systems, they can reason, plan, make decisions, adapt to changing situations, almost like a human assistant would.
How does it do that? What's under the hood?
It's built on advanced machine learning and natural language processing, NLP. The key characteristics are things like autonomy, no direct human instruction needed for decisions, goal-oriented behavior setting objectives, adapting strategies, planning and reasoning, breaking down complex tasks, anticipating roadblocks, memory and learning, retaining past experiences, interactivity and adaptability in real time.
So truly autonomous, could they? Could they come up with solutions we haven't even considered? Where are we seeing this in practice?
We're definitely seeing glimpses of that potential. Look at AI coding agents like GitHub Copilot X or Devin AI. They don't just write code, they debug it, improve it. There's AlphaFold in scientific research, predicting protein structures. It's revolutionary. In finance, you have autonomous trading bots analyzing markets and making trades. And even personal assistants, you know, advanced versions of Gemini, ChatGPT, Claude, they're becoming more proactive, managing your emails, scheduling, making reservations almost before you ask.
Okay, this level of autonomy raises a big question, a crucial one. As AI gets more powerful, more integrated, how do we make sure it's fair, safe, transparent?
That is precisely the challenge, and it's why AI governance platforms are becoming absolutely essential. These are basically software solutions designed to ensure these intelligent systems are fair, safe, and follow the rules, legal rules, ethical guidelines. It's about mitigating those AI-related risks. And the investment reflects that need. Forrester predicts spending on these platforms will surge, hitting nearly $16 billion by 2030. That's a huge CAGR, around 30%.
Because people need to trust these systems, right?
Exactly. Users, stakeholders, everyone demands AI they can trust with their data, trust with the decisions being made. So these platforms act like a watchdog. They monitor how AI models are performing, spot potential bias, flag harmful decisions. They include tools for bias detection crucial in hiring or lending to prevent discrimination, and compliance monitoring, making sure AI follows regulations like the EU AI Act or GDPR.
Can you give examples? Where are they used?
Sure. Banks use them to check AI loan approvals for fairness. Hospitals to ensure medical AI recommendations are accurate and ethical. Tech companies monitor their chatbots to prevent harmful outputs. You see platforms from IBM, Google with Vertex AI, Microsoft's responsible AI dashboard. They're becoming standard tools.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. All this AI needs immense processing power. What does this mean for the core of computing? Are we hitting the limits of traditional computers? Let's talk quantum computing.
Well, compared to what quantum promises, traditional computers are, relatively speaking, slow for certain types of problems. Quantum computing isn't just faster, it's a fundamentally different way of processing information based on quantum mechanics. Instead of bits, zeros, or ones, quantum computers use qubits. And the magic of qubits is superposition. A qubit can be zero and one at the same time.
Zero and one, simultaneously.
Simultaneously. Think of a normal light switch, on or off. A qub is like a dimmer switch, on, off, and every shade in between all at once. Then there's entanglement. You link qubits, change one, and the other instantly changes no matter the distance. This parallelism lets quantum computers explore all possible solutions at once, not one by one. They find answers directly.
That sounds incredibly efficient.
Massively efficient. To calculate a system of, say, 100 particles, you'd need maybe 100 qubits. A classical computer, trillions of bits. This power to handle huge data sets and complex calculations, it's going to reshape industries.
It sounds like science fiction almost. What are the real-world applications people are excited about?
Oh, the potential is enormous. In climate science, imagine modeling climate change scenarios with far greater accuracy. Drug discovery, simulating molecules at the quantum level, could slash development times. Logistics, optimizing incredibly complex delivery routes for supply chains. And cybersecurity, quantum encryption could lead to virtually unhackable communication. It could redefine security.
A total paradigm shift.
Okay.
Okay, building on that idea of shifting computation, let's talk edge computing. It's often described as the next step beyond the cloud.
It really is an evolution. Edge computing flips the model. Instead of sending all data to a central cloud far away, you put processing nodes close to where the data is generated and close to where it's needed. It's decentralized. The big win, lower latency, faster response times, quicker insights. Think healthcare monitoring, smart factories, logistics in real time. Industries needing instant data are reaping huge benefits.
It's growing fast.
Very fast. Projections say by 2025, over half of enterprise data will be processed at the edge. It's directly linked to the explosion of IoT, the Internet of Things. More devices mean more data, which drives the need for edge processing. And with an edge, we're seeing key trends. AI at the edge is huge smart cameras, wearables analyzing data locally for instant decisions. Then there's 5G and edge integration. Fast 5G makes those ultra-low latency edge applications, like advanced AR/VR or remote surgery support, possible. Security is critical, too. Edge security solutions using zero-trust models are emerging, and many businesses are using hybrid cloud edge systems, blending both for the best balance of efficiency and scale.
Yeah, that makes sense, balancing the load. Now, this next one sounds incredibly futuristic. Neuromorphic computing. You mentioned making computers more efficient. Is this about making them more like brain?
That's exactly the inspiration. Neuromorphic computing looks directly at the human brain's structure and function to create new kinds of systems. Think about it. Conventional computers use binary logic, sequential processing. Our brains are massively parallel using neurons and synapses. Neuromorphic systems try to mimic that with artificial neurons and synapses. They process data in a highly parallel, incredibly energy-efficient way, just like our brains do.
Wow. So what are the main advantages there?
Three big ones. First, energy efficiency. We're talking potentially huge power savings compared to traditional AI hardware. Maybe up to 70% less energy used in data centers. Second, real-time learning. They can learn as data comes in without needing enormous pre-trained data sets. And third, fast parallel processing. They excel at complex tasks, even with messy, unstructured data. We're already seeing specialized chips like Intel's Loihi or IBM's True North being used.
And where are they being applied?
Robotics is a key area. Neuromorphic chips allow robots to be much more adaptive, processing sensory input in real time for smarter behavior. Healthcare is another. Think enhancing brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, helping people with neurological conditions regain movement or communication. It's really promising.
Truly blurring biology and tech. Okay, let's shift to how we interact with all this technology. Our digital experiences are getting much more immersive, aren't they? Let's talk extended reality.
Yeah, extended reality, or XR, is the big umbrella term for all these immersive technologies blending the physical and virtual worlds. It definitely has roots in gaming and entertainment, but it's moving way beyond that now. Retail, manufacturing, healthcare, they're all exploring XR. XR includes virtual reality, VR, think fully digital immersive worlds like with an Oculus MetaQuest headset. Then there's augmented reality, AR, which overlays digital info onto the real world via your phone or smart glasses. Pokemon Go or the IKEA Place app are good examples. And finally, mixed reality, MR, which is more interactive. You can manipulate digital objects, holograms, within your real space, like with Microsoft's HoloLens.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And building on that, it feels like we're moving beyond screens altogether as something called spatial computing. How does that change how we interact?
Spatial computing is the next level, really. It frees you from being tied to a screen, keyboard, or even a touchscreen. It uses a mix of AR, VR, AI, 3D mapping, IoT sensors, all working together to create these deeply immersive experiences. You can interact with digital information using gestures, your voice, even just eye movements. It's much more natural. The core components, smart sensors, wearables like headsets or smart glasses, 3D mapping software, computer vision, AML for analysis.
And businesses are using this how?
In some really cool ways. Retailers offering virtual try-ons where clothes appear on you in a mirror. Architects walking clients through 3D models of buildings not yet built. Surgeons using AR overlays during operations for incredible precision. It's about blending digital information seamlessly into our physical world.
And for simpler, hands-free interaction, voice-activated technology has just exploded, hasn't it? Feels like it's everywhere now.
It really is. It's built on things like speech recognition, natural language processing, AI techniques. The adoption rates are high. Over 55% of consumers use voice commands daily, and that's only going up as the tech gets better. We see it a lot in cars, right? Controlling navigation, music, climate control without taking your hands off the wheel. That's huge for safety. Voice biometrics is another big one. Banks using your voice to authorize transactions securely. Companies using it for employee authentication. And crucially, accessibility. For people with disabilities, voice control can be life-changing, improving independence dramatically.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit and look at the broader impact on whole industries. Robotics comes to mind immediately. Robots seem to be playing a bigger role all the time.
They certainly are. Robotics is this rapidly growing field that pulls together mechanical and electrical engineering, computer science, AI, lots of disciplines. Essentially, robots are programmable machines that can sense their environment, process information, and act physically in the world. And the market is booming. Expected to hit $210 billion globally by 2025. That's a CGR of 15-20%, the number of industrial robots. Over 3.5 million operating worldwide soon.
What about jobs? That's always the big question with automation.
It's complex. Yes, robots are expected to automate a significant chunk of jobs, maybe 30% by 2025, mostly in manufacturing, logistics, retail, repetitive tasks. But, and this is important, the same forecasts predict robotics and AI will also create around 97 million new jobs. These will be in areas like AI development, robot maintenance, automation programming, new roles for a new era.
A major workforce shift. Yeah. Now, let's touch on blockchain technology. Most people think crypto, but you mentioned it's broader.
It's much broader. While crypto brought it to fame, blockchain's real potential lies in any field needing decentralized, transparent data storage and transactions. Supply chain management is a fantastic example. Blockchain can track a product from factory to customer step by step. It makes it virtually impossible to fake records for financial transactions, warehousing, inventory, delivery. Everything is transparent and immutable.
Even though not everyone uses it yet.
Right. Only about 4% of the global population uses it directly now. But the market value is already in the billions. It's forecast to grow from $20 billion in 2024 to nearly $250 billion by 2029. That's massive growth. Specialists in finance, government, energy, healthcare, they're all seriously exploring its potential and integrating it now.
And then there's biotechnology. It's fascinating how biology itself is becoming a tech frontier. Tech meets biology.
It really is a convergence, creating incredible innovation. Biotechnology uses living organisms, cells, biological systems to develop new technologies and products. Think better healthcare, agriculture, industrial processes, environmental solutions. It blends biology with genetics, bioengineering, AI, all sorts of cutting-edge fields. The growth is steady too, projected at 8-10% CAGR over the next decade. And research is accelerating. Over half of research organizations now use advanced data analysis tools to drive breakthroughs. The applications are everywhere: medical biotech, new drugs, vaccines like the mRNA, COVID vaccines, gene therapies, agricultural biotech, enhancing crop yields, pest resistance, sustainability. Think GM crops like drought-resistant wheat. Industrial biotech uses microbes for biofuels, biodegradable plastics, and environmental biotech develops solutions for pollution control, waste management like using bacteria to clean up oil spills.
Amazing stuff. Okay, let's pivot to the foundations that make all this innovation possible, the critical underpinnings. Starting with cybersecurity, it feels like a never-ending arms race.
It really does. And that's why spending keeps climbing. More digital transformation means a bigger digital footprint to protect. Businesses understand the staggering cost of data breaches, financial loss, reputational damage. Investing in a solid cybersecurity strategy is just necessary risk management now. The challenge is that cybercriminals are constantly innovating too, often using AI and ML themselves for more sophisticated attacks. So companies need skilled professionals and advanced tools to counter them. The projected cost of cybercrime: over $6 trillion annually by 2025.
$6 trillion.
Yeah. So places like financial institutions, government agencies, they're deploying complex, multi-layered security, often using AI for threat detection, analyzing data in real time to protect sensitive information.
And closely linked to security is data governance, making sure all the data we're creating and using is actually reliable, secure, and usable.
Absolutely critical. Data governance is the whole practice of managing data availability, its integrity, security, and compliance within an organization. Get it wrong, and you risk breaches, big regulatory fines, and just making bad decisions because your data isn't trustworthy. There's a stat suggesting companies with strong data governance are 30% more likely to hit their goals. It makes a difference. Key parts include managing data quality, ensuring security and privacy, adhering to regulations, and having clear rules about data ownership.
Okay, finally, let's connect this all to the bigger picture. Responsibility. How does technology meet its obligations to the planet, to future generations? Let's talk sustainability.
Sustainability in tech is no longer just a nice to have. It's becoming a necessary factor, driven by urgent issues like climate change, resource depletion. The core idea is meeting today's needs without wrecking the ability of future generations to meet theirs. And the impact is potentially huge. One study suggested sustainable IT practices could cut global carbon emissions by up to 30% by 2030. So environmentally conscious companies see this as a top priority.
What kinds of efforts are we seeing?
Really concrete things. Tech giants investing heavily in renewable energy for their massive data centers. Smart cities using tech for green buildings, electric transport, AI optimizing energy use and waste reduction. Supply chains are adopting eco-friendly shipping, biodegradable packaging, recycled materials. Even farming is becoming more sustainable through tech precision irrigation, organic methods, AI helping manage crops efficiently.
Wow. That was quite a tour through the IT landscape for 2025, from AI that thinks to quantum leaps, immersive worlds, and crucially, the underlying responsibilities. It's clear these aren't just isolated trends. They're interconnected, collectively painting a picture of, well, the technological future of humankind.
Indeed. The path forward promises breakthroughs we probably can't even fully imagine yet. And those who really understand and grab the chances these transforming technologies offer, they'll definitely be setting the course for continued prosperity.
So as we wrap up, here's something for you, our listener, to think about. We've covered these 15 incredible trends, from the deeply technical to the broadly societal. Which one do you think will have the most profound, maybe even unexpected, impact on your daily life in the next 5 years, and why?